Thank you, everyone. Colleagues, as we discussed earlier, we're going to go in this order, 230, 231, 229. We're going to try and get those in, hopefully, before our next time certain. Keelan, if you could please read item 230.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Luther Road Restoration Project number E10854 for the estimated amount of $1,750,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, Environmental Services manages the city's stormwater and sewer infrastructure, including the Lentz Sewer Interceptor pipe that crosses Johnson Creek near Southeast 72nd Avenue. In 2015, a series of large storms scoured the creek, causing erosion, changing stream flow, and exposing the pipe. Through this project, Environmental Services will serve two Bureau goals: protecting city infrastructure and restoring habitat to benefit salmon and water quality. The project will protect the exposed pipe, improve stream flow, and prevent erosion that can damage the stream, salmon habitat, and the adjacent properties. Construction is scheduled to begin in July and be completed within 4 months. Here to give a brief presentation are Joe Dvorak, engineering manager, and Chris Lastermisky, senior engineering associate, both from Environmental Services. Gentlemen.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Fish and members of council. Good afternoon. My name is Joe Dvorak, for the record, design division manager for BES. I'll just lead in by describing the situation we have. So sewer pipe crossings under streams is fairly common in places like Portland, where you have an urban environment and a natural landscape that interface so closely. But what can happen over time is that stream will move, banks will erode, and potentially expose the sewer pipe. Back in the old days, we used to protect those exposed sewer pipes by bringing in large rocks or sometimes even pouring concrete in the stream channel. We've learned from those experiences, while that may protect the pipe, unfortunately that does nothing for the fish. It actually impedes fish passage. It does nothing for the natural system, the habitat, or even flooding of nearby properties. So today what we do strategically is we place those logs and rocks and stream bank plantings to really get multiple community benefits. So here, Chris Lastermisky can talk more about the project specifically. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chris Lastermisky, project manager, and I'm pleased to present the Luther Road Restoration Project. So the project is located along the Springwater Corridor and bounded by to the south by Johnson Creek Boulevard and to the east by 82nd Avenue. This site is one of multiple sites within Johnson Creek watershed. In 2015, a series of winter storms caused considerable creek bank erosion and exposed a large diameter combined sewer pipe. The storms also caused damage to a previous project at the site. In 2016, an evaluation of the site was conducted and recommendations were made for repair and restoration. Based on these recommendations, the project will repair the creek around the exposed pipe, repair the eroded stream banks to protect adjacent properties and infrastructure, and install large wood to protect stream banks and increase fish habitat, plant and protect native vegetation, and restore stormwater facility functionality. Protecting existing infrastructure. The problem, a large diameter sewer pipe was exposed during the 2015 winter storm events. The solution, a roughened channel constructed of boulders and cobbles, will be installed to protect the sewer from being re-exposed as well as provide fish passage. Also, large wood will be installed to protect the stream bank from erosion. Protect and enhance habitat. The problem, there's very little vegetation and large wood established on the site. The solution will increase the amount of in-stream large wood throughout the project site. The large wood provides shade and shelter to salmon and other aquatic species. After construction is complete, BES will plant native riparian vegetation throughout the project site. Once established, the trees and shrubs will provide shade to the creek, and the roots will help protect the stream bank from erosion. Restore intended function to the stormwater facility. The stormwater facility is not draining properly due to storm damage, and the solution is to regrade the outlet structure to install a cobble berm to allow drainage of the cool treated stormwater to Johnson Creek. And contract estimate is $1.75 million. Start date is July 2019. The duration is 4 months. Questions?
Impressive. That was really a question.
Pardon me?
I said it's impressive.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay.
Is there any public testimony on this item?
One person has signed up, Curtis Faith.
Come on up. 2 minutes, name for the record, please. You guys can leave. Thanks.
Okay.
Good presentation.
My mistake. No testimony for this item.
This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. Moves to second reading. Item 231, please read that.
Amend contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. for additional construction and startup support services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Renewable Natural Gas Facility, project number E10033, not to exceed $222,800.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, in 2017, City Council authorized Environmental Services to turn biogas,
a byproduct of wastewater treatment that is mostly methane gas, into clean, renewable natural gas. BES already had been recovering and using about 77% of this biogas. This project will take us to virtually 100% recovery, and it will create a new product, a clean, non-fossil fuel for trucks which otherwise run on dirty diesel. The project, which we informally call Poop to Power, creates a triple win for Portland. Large reductions.
He loves saying that. I'm sorry.
Large reductions.
Yeah, it seems gratuitous now, Commissioner. Yeah. It seems like you're just sneaking it in.
That's for the benefit of our newest member. Come on. The project creates a triple win for Portland. Large reductions in climate pollution, big gains in clean air, and additional significant revenue, upwards of $3 million a year for ratepayers. Environmental Services is in the home stretch of construction of its RNG facility and has determined that it needs to amend its contract with HDR Engineering by 15% or $228,800, the maximum amount of RNG that can be produced. Here today to give a brief presentation are Paul Sudo, Engineering Manager, and Vu Han, Project Manager, both from Environmental Services. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. For the record, I'm Paul Sudo, Engineering Manager for the Treatment and Pumping Systems Division at BES. Vu Han, the Project Manager, will provide the presentation, and I'll be here to answer any questions that arise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and members of the City Council. My name is Vu Han. I'm an engineer in the Wastewater Engineering Division at the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. We are here today to request the City Council approval for an ordinance to authorize a contract amendment with HDR Engineering for the RNG, short for Renewable Natural Gas Project. The project location is the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant in North Portland, as shown in this aerial photo. And the RNG facility is on the west side of the treatment plant campus, as indicated. The original treatment plant was constructed in 1952 and has expanded over the years to the current layout, as you can see in the photo. It serves pretty much the entire city of Portland service area with a population of over 600,000 people. The wastewater treatment plant process produces biogas, a byproduct from anaerobic digestion process. On a daily average, the plant produces about 1.6 million cubic feet of biogas a day. of this biogas volume, about 77% of it is beneficially used currently, with the remaining 23% is flared through the waste gas burners to the atmosphere. This pie chart shows the current distribution and utilization of the biogas at the treatment plant. On the starting from the upper left, about 41% is used in the cogeneration system to produce electricity used on site, and the recovered heat from this process is used to heat the digesters. Roughly 16% is used in two sets of boilers for supplemental heat to the digesters and various building heat uses on site. About 20% is sold to the nearby Malarkey Roofing Company for their manufacturing processes. The remaining 23% is still flared off through the waste gas burners to the atmosphere, which is the basis for the project to address.
Can you go back just for 1 second? Just one slide back. Colleagues, I just want to call out the partnership with Malarkey, which we pipe methane gas to. Malarkey uses the methane gas in their treatment process to create roofing materials, and then they sell those roofing materials in Portland. So that's been a long-standing partnership and an interesting way of using a byproduct of waste facilities. I always thought Malarkey should have some kind of like tagline, a business you can trust, Malarkey. but they probably need to do some branding, rebranding, but they've been very successful. And as you know, there's a building on East Portland, East Burnside, that came to council in the last year and a half. It was controversial from the design commission, where they're using Malarkey roofing products on the side of the building, not just the roof. And we'll see how that holds up. Thank you.
Thank you. This project will add gas treatment systems to convert biogas produced at the wastewater treatment plant to RNG for beneficial use, specifically as a vehicle fuel. The project benefits include significant revenue generated from sales as a vehicle fuel, positive impact to climate change in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and cleaner air to the environment in displacing petroleum fuels. You might ask, once RNG is produced, how do we transport to the end users? This graphic illustrates the displacement model to transport RNG. The left side of the slide shows biogas is produced in the anaerobic digesters, gets treated to natural gas quality to produce RNG, and then gets injected into the Northwest Natural Gas Main for transporting. Northwest Natural Gas Company is a partner in this arrangement to help us transport the RNG. We also have a CNG, short for compressed natural gas, fueling station on site, and it is shown on the right of this slide. The CNG fueling station is located on the opposite side of the RNG facility on site. An RNG to CNG fueling station will be transported in the same arrangement. In fact, once injected into the Northwest Natural Gas Pipeline, with the displacement model, RNG can be transported to anywhere in the country. This map shows CNG fueling stations in the U.S. that RNG could be transported to. However, our RNG will likely be transported and sold only to Oregon or California. Currently, these are the only two states in the country with additional low-carbon fuel programs that we can receive extra carbon credits, and we can sell those to increase our revenue streams. This diagram illustrates the biogas production and utilization at the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant when the RNG project is completed. The left side of the diagram shows the different feedstocks that go into the anaerobic digesters to produce biogas. The right side shows the uses of the produced biogas. All biogas produced will be 100% beneficially used when we will no longer have excess biogas for flaring to the atmosphere. In addition, we will have the ability to prioritize the biogas distribution based on the values of the biogas uses to maximize revenue. As Commissioner Fish mentioned earlier, we are in the home stretch of the construction of the RNG facility. It is anticipated to be completed and online in the fall of this year. The picture on the left shows water scrubbing vessels of the gas treatment system. As mentioned previously, we have a CNG fueling on site shown in the photos on the right. It was completed in December 2017 and is now operational. We received a $319,000 tax credit from ODO, which was applied toward the construction cost of the station. Currently, BES has 13 vehicles that run on CNG and will add more in the future. Because RNG is not yet available, the CNG vehicles currently run on natural gas, which is already a clean fuel compared to diesel or gasoline. When RNG is available, RNG will replace natural gas at this fueling station. The current project budget for the RNG facility is about $13.6 million. We project revenue to be in the range of $3 million to $10 million a year, and a simple payback for the project within 3 to 8 years. So why do we want to do this RNG project? First and foremost, it will get us to 100% recovery and beneficial use of the biogas and no more flaring to the atmosphere. In using RNG for vehicle fuel, it will cut down greenhouse gas emission, help reduce climate change, cleaner air to the environment, and most importantly, will generate at least $3 million a year for BES and ratepayers. The City Council has taken a number of actions in connection to this project. In 2013, the City Council authorized an ordinance for HDR engineering to proceed with an alternative analysis to find the best and highest use for the remaining flared biogas. In 2015, the City Council authorized an ordinance for HDR engineering to proceed with final design of the biogas utilization. In 2017, the City Council authorized several ordinances, one authorizing the construction of the RNG facility, another authorizing an RNG interconnection agreement with the Northwest Natural Gas Company, and a third authorizing an agreement with Northwest Natural Gas Company to build a CNG fueling station at the wastewater treatment plant. This item, 231, requests the City Council approval to increase HDR engineering contract by $222,800, or about 17% roughly of the current contract amount. The current contract amount is $1,294,010. The amended contract will be $1,516,810. There are two primary reasons for the requested amendment. One is the design capacity of gas treatment system needed to be larger than originally anticipated to address biogas storage issues, which will also provide flexibility to optimize biogas distribution and maximize revenue. Another reason is that the Columbia Boulevard wastewater treatment plant is one of the first, not necessarily the first, but one of the first, wastewater treatment plants in the country to do RNG for vehicle fuel. So the learning curve was very steep. A lot more effort than anticipated in the permitting and submittal reviews of equipment packages of the project. For minority participation of the contract, that's DMWESB, or Disabled Minority Women and Emerging Small businesses, the current contract is about 18.2%. The amendment portion itself is about 18.4%, so it doesn't change the overall contract minority participation much, so it stays pretty much at 18.2%. In summary, we recommend the City Council approving the ordinance to authorize a contract amendment with HDR Engineering in the amount of $222,800 as presented. Thank you.
And that's our presentation.
Very good. Excellent. Is there any further question of the panel? Any public testimony on this item, Keelan?
Yes, one person has signed up, Curtis
right.
Faith.
Very good. Come on up. Thank you. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Curtis Michael Faith, for the record. I wanted to commend the city for this project. I've not seen another facility do as nice a job as this. I've toured the site three or four times over the last 6 months, and my question or my comments relate more to the amount and the way it is presented on the paper. It would have been nice to have the 17% in the original contract here so I could have decided whether or not this was something that was worth commenting on. And I also don't know, but there must be some threshold below which you don't have to do this sort of thing. And it seems to me that this is sort of at the edge of something that I would propose the city might consider putting into the domain of the commissioner make a presentation that it's happened rather than having to get a city vote on it. $220,000 seems like an amount that by itself doesn't warrant a line item if it's an ongoing project that's already been fully explained. That's really my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is anything else, colleagues? This is the first reading of the non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, 229.
Adopt revised comprehensive financial management policies, financial planning.
Yes.
What time is the next time, sir?
3:45. 3:45. So we're